On a warm, sunny day, it's easy to believe that sales of bottled water are skyrocketing. People everywhere in this waterfront park in Toronto are carrying plastic water bottles labeled with pictures of glaciers and mountains, with a price tag of anywhere from 50 cents to over a dollar a bottle. That's a lot of profit flowing to the companies that sell it. But Catherine Crockett and Colin Hinz are packing water the old-fashioned way. They don't buy bottled water. Instead, they fill up their own bottle before they leave home and refill it at the drinking fountain.
Yeah, well, it's cheaper, and as an environmentalist, I'd rather refill a container than waste a lot of money on pre-filled stuff that isn't necessarily any better than Toronto tap water. What's the point in paying a dollar for a disposable bottle full of what's probably filtered tap water anyway?
Personally, I think a lot of what's behind bottled water is marketing, and I don't really buy into that very well.
Colin Hinz's suspicions are shared by Paul Muldoon, the executive director of the Canadian Environmental Law Association. His organization has done a lot of research on water issues. He says the reality often doesn't live up to the image that companies have tried to cultivate.
There's no doubt in my mind that when a person buys bottled water at the cost that they pay for it, they're expecting some sort of pristine 200-year-old water that's from some mountain range that's never been touched or explored by humans, and that the sip of water they're getting is, you know, water that's so pure that it's never seen the infringement of modern society. In reality, pollution's everywhere, and there's very few sources of water that has been untouched by human intervention in some way, shape, or form.
Environmentalists say it's not always clear what you're getting when you look at the label on an average bottle of water. First of all, it's hard to tell by looking at the label what the source of the water is. In many cases, it comes from rural areas just outside of major cities. It can even be ordinary tap water, which has been refiltered. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration does set maximum levels of contaminants and some labeling requirements as well, but they don't regulate water which is bottled and sold in the same state. That's one of the reasons critics of the bottled water industry say the standards for tap water are at least as stringent and often even higher than for packaged water. Linda Lukasik is executive director with Environment Hamilton, an environmental advocacy group in Ontario. She still has confidence in tap water, despite the fact that the water supply in a neighborhood of Hamilton was recently shut down because of the threat of contamination.
I think we'd all be better to focus on what is the water supply like in the place that we're in, and ensuring that we're offering people who live in communities safe, affordable sources of drinking water. And going the route of bottled water, it does a few things. It creates problems in exporting bottled water out of certain watersheds when maybe that's not what we want to see happening. But there's also a price tag attached to bottled water.
Paul Muldoon of the Canadian Environmental Law Association says there are other costs associated with bottled water that can't be measured in dollars.
Some of the costs of bottled water include the transportation of water itself, and certainly there's local impacts. There's many residents who are now neighbors to water facilities with truck traffic and all that kind of stuff. There's also the issues of bottling itself. I mean, you know, you've now got containers, hundreds of thousands, millions, and probably. So there is the, sort of the whole notion of costs which have to be dealt with and put in the equation.
There are many things to take into account when you pick up a bottle of water. You can think about the cost and whether or not there are better ways of spending your dollar. You might think about convenience and whether the added convenience is really worth the price. Ask yourself what you're really getting. Read the label to find out where the water comes from and consider whether it's any better than what comes out of your tap. The bottom line is, be an informed consumer. And keep in mind that the choices aren't as crystal clear as the kind of water you want to drink. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Victoria Fenner.